So you have the Schneekwassen, you have the Steyerlachen.
Okay.
Mem Hayamid Beis, right. So Rabbi Akiva holds that what? That a lechem makev as a kvasim. Vein a kvasim makev as a lechem. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is that the shtei halachim you could bring even without the kvasim. But the kvasim you can't bring without the shtei halachim. Okay? So if you look at the psukim are really a mashma like Rabbi Akiva. Right? Usfatum memochar sa shabbos mimo vinyachan as omat nufo. Sheva Shabbosos Tmimas Tiyena Ad Mimachar Shabbos HaShviyas Tisbruch HaMishim Yom Begraftem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. It's an Emor. Alright, Mimoshva Seichem Tavi Lechem Tnufa Shtayim Shnei Esronim Solas Tiyena Chomet Teafeno Bikurum Lod Hashem. Then Begraftem Al Alechem Shivas Kvasim Tmimne Shono Par Bambokar Echad Velim Shnoyim Yu Al Al Hashem Al Menchosim Kem Yishir Echad Al Hashem Vasisim Sizim Echad Lachatos Ushnei Kvasim Bnei Shono Zevach Shlomen. Okay, so basically the Iker in the Pasuk is the Shtei Alechem, right? The Graftem Al Alechem, Shivas Kvasim Tmimis. So all the Kabbonis really are Al Alechem. But the Iker is really what? Is really the Shtei Alechem. And you have a proof from Parshas Pinchas also. Right, because in Parshas Pinchas says, V'yom HaBikurim V'akrifchem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem B'Shev Voisechem. So So you see, in Pinchas, it's called the Yom Bikur. So the Iker Korban Ayom is really Bikurim, which is Shtei Alechem, right? So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says that it's a Dava Pashut that the Shtei Alechem is the Iker HaKorban. So that's why, if you don't have the Kvasim, you don't have the other Korbanos, so it's not a Ma'akev. It's the Bikurim, the Shtei Alechem is Machayev in the other Kabbanis. You don't have the other Kabbanis, in Magav Shtei Alechem. But the Shnei Kvasim, you can't be Makriv without what? Without the Shtei Alechem. Yeah, so that makes sense in the Pesukim. Okay. Rav Shim Ben Nanis says reverse. He says, Loki, Ela Kvasim Makvin as Alechem, the Alechem meanim Akiv as a Kvasim. Okay, so what's the reasoning of Rav Shim Ben Anas? So the reasoning of Rav Shim Ben Anas over here, and we ask the question, it's on the surface, as far as Hafuchas. You don't find Tanayim have an argument as far as Hafuchas. So what we said is like this, that really over here you have an unusual situation. Why? Because the Ikar Korban Hayom is really the Shtei Halechem. But in terms of the Hakrava in general, in terms of Kabbonis in general, it's always the opposite. That the Mincha is really ancillary to the carbon of the Behemoth. So therefore, what Rabbi Rav Shim Ben Anas maintains is that while it's true in the Shem, the Iker in the Shem HaKarbon is really Shtei HaLechem, that you can't deny. But the Shtei HaLechem requires a vehicle of what? Of the Shnei Kvasim. So therefore, while it's true that the Iker Kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom is the Shtei HaLechem, but the Shtei Alechem finds itself in a situation where it requires a vehicle of akrava. So in Hilchus Kodshim, it's secondary to what? To the Shnei, in the Mais Akrava, it's secondary to the Shnei Kvasim. Right? So therefore, in practical terms, the Shnei Kvasim can be Makriv, because that's the vehicle. And the Shtei Alechem is what? The Shtei Alechem, you can't be Makriv. So in terms of the Kedushas Hayom, there's no question that the Iker Kiyum in Kedushas Hayom is the Shtei Alechem, but the Shtei Alechem needs a vehicle of Akrava, and the vehicle of Akrava is the Shnei Kvasim. So therefore, the Shnei Kvasim is the Shnei Kvasim does not require the Shtei Alechem, but the Shtei Alechem requires the Shnei Kvasim. That's Rav Shimon ben Anas. So the question is, so that's the question. The question is, Uviyoma Bikurim, since the Torah raised the Shtei HaLechem to a different level, because the Shtei HaLechem is the Ikka Kiyam and the Gedush Sayom, so the question is, did it raise it to that level in terms of the Maisa Akrova as well? Right? In terms of Maisa Akrova as well. If that's the case, so then the Shtei HaLechem is the Ikka, and therefore it's Mechayiv and the Shnei Kvasim. And the Shnei Kvasim, however, you can't be makrav without the Shtei HaLechem. Or do I say no? Over here is different. It's true in terms of the Kedushas Hayom, the Kiyum is the Shtei HaLechem, and the Shtei HaLechem can't get there without the vehicle of the Shnei Kvasim. That's the Machlokes. That's the Machlokes in Rabbi Kiva between Rav Shimon ben Anas. Okay? All right. So now, yeah, so we started really with Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's Memhena Beis Memvov and Aleph. All right. So the So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hakol modim." Everybody agrees. Shem huskaku zeloze, shem ma'akvin zeze. All right. So while it's true as a machlekes of whether you go by the vehicle of akrova or whether you go by the kedushas ayom, that's machlekes of Bekiva and between and Rishon ben Anas. There's the Kedusha, because do I say that the Shtei HaLechem is raised to a different level of Akrova, because it's a Kiyum Kedusha Yom, and it's Omei B'Fnei Atzma? Or do I say, no, you go by the vehicle of Akrova, which is Shnei Kvasim? That's Machlokes. But everybody agrees, Shem Huskaku Zelazeh, Shem Ma'akvin Zeh, that once there's a Zika between the two, once you establish a relationship between the two, a Zika means that the Zika means that there's a relationship between the two, like by Yevama Lashuk. Yevama Lashuk means that even though she's not married to the Yevama yet, but once she's not Yibum, so now there's a Zika that she's a certain, there's a relationship has been established between her and the Yevam, and therefore she's a surah to the love of Losiyesh Meisachutz Lizar. So once you have a Zika already, so there's a relationship, so now this relationship is really a ma'akev. That's what the Gemara says. That once you establish, it's true that according to Rikiv, you can be makriv Shtei HaLechem by itself. And according to Ben Nanis, you can be makriv the Shnei Kvasim by itself. But once you establish a Zika between the two, then they both agree that what? That is going to be ma'akev. Okay. So that's so we want to understand that halacha. What kind of halacha is that? But Manash, if you're going to say that, what, you don't need it, so what does the Zika do? How does the Zika work? That was the question. Right? All right, so we start. Let's take Rabbi Akiva first. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Shtei HaLechem Yikim Makrif Ne'atzmo. Right? Shtei HaLechem Yikim Makrif Ne'atzmo. So now if you have the Shnei Kvasim together with the Shtei HaLechem, so now the halacha says you can't be Makrif the Shtei HaLechem if Ne'atzmo anymore, right? So the question is why? I mean, why? So we said it's like this: that the Shtei HaLechem, right? In other words, what happens like this? Of course, the Shtei HaLechem is an Omei B'Fnei Atzmo, and you can makriv it by itself. But once you have the Shnei Kvasim, so now you've established. Let's take a point here by Kiva. So you've established already the conditions of Akrova. Once the conditions of Akrova have been established, you can't retract anymore. It's impossible to retract. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's very good, because you have the Shtei HaLechem, which is, it's true, it's only B'fnei Atzma. But it is true that the Shnei Kvasim is a vehicle of Akrova. He agrees with, in principle, Ben Anas, that it is a vehicle of Akrova. The only thing is that it doesn't require this vehicle of Akrova. You can be makriv b'fnei atzmo, because since it's a kiyum in the kedushas hayom, it's an essential kiyum in the kedushas hayom, so you're makriv b'fnei atzmo. But once you have the shnei kvasim, and now it's tied to the vehicle of akrova of shnei kvasim, now you can't remove it from the now you can't remove it from this vehicle. In other words, Rabbi Akiva admits that the to ben nanis that the shnei kvasim is a vehicle of akrova, but he holds it's not a ma'akev. But once you have the shnei kvasim, now you do have a vehicle of akrova. And once you establish the vehicle of Akrova, so the conditions of Akrova have been set and fixed, now you can't change it. Okay? That's Rabbi Akiva. Okay, and Benanis will say the reverse. He holds that the Shnei Kvasim are Omer Bifnei Atzman. Right? Are Omer Bifnei Atzman. But he also admits that the Shtei HaLechem is a Kiyum in the Shem Karban. That he doesn't deny. That the Shtei HaLechem is a Kiyum in the Shem Karban. Because of the Uviyom HaBikurim. So therefore, once you establish the relationship between the two, so now the Shnei Kvasim come under a different kind of a frame. It's a different kind of a quality there. So once you have the quality of the Shem, of the Shtei HaLechem involved in the Karban, so now you can't remove it anymore. In other words, once the conditions of Akrava have been established in a superior manner, in a specific manner, so now you can't retract. That's the Halacha of Zika. So the Gemara fits in exactly with the two theories, Rabbi Akiva or Benanis. Okay? In other words, the Shtei HaLechem gives a different Shem to the Karban. If you only had the Shnei Kvasim, so it'd be like Shnei Kvasim. But once you have the Shtei HaLechem, so the Shtei HaLechem actually gives a different chalos din, chalos, a different kiyum to the Hakrava Shnei Kvasim. And once that's been established, now the conditions of Hakrava, the Shnei Kvasim, have been qualitatively changed, and therefore you can't go back anymore. Because that is moda, that the Shtei HaLechem actually adds a new dimension to the Hakrava of the Shnei Kvasim. Because it's a kiyum in the Kedusha Yom, and therefore the Shem Karban has a new dimension, and once this has been established, it's going to move along this path, so now you can't retract anymore. That's the halacha of Zika. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on. Gemara's like this. The Ezehu Zika Shelahen Shchita. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Okay, Shchita. Umar Ula, so Ula said, Boba Marava Tanufa Osazika Oeno Osazika. So Gemara says, Pshat Lemit Rabbi Yochanan. So we can resolve that problem from Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara's question is, does the Tanufa make the Zika or not? Okay, so the Tanufa is speaking over here, plain Pshat speaking the Tanufa Mechayim. Which means, because the Pasuk says, The Hainif Akoin Osom Alechem Abikurim Tanufa Lishnei Hashem Al Shnei Kvasim Kodesh Yula Hashem Lakoin. So now the Torah singles out Veinif HaKoin Osom means the Shnei Kvasim. The Shnei Kvasim Yemeinif on the Lechem HaBikurim. And then it says we spent a little time trying to understand the Pasuk. Veinif HaKoin Osom Lechem HaBikurim Lefnei Hashem. So that means you should be Meinif the Shnei Kvasim on the Lechem HaBikurim. And then it says Al Shnei Kvasim. How does that fit in? Al Shnei Kvasim. So we said so Chazal say that you would think that why is Al Shnei Kvasim that you would think you should be main if the Bikurim on top of the Shnei Kvasim. So therefore it says Al Shnei Kvasim is the opposite way. That you should be, I'm sorry, I forgot Osam Al Lachem Bikurim. I mean the first part of Pasuk seems to say that you should be main if the Shnei Kvasim on the Lechem HaBikurim. And that's why it says Al Shnei Kvasim to tell you the reverse. In other words, it goes this way. Veinif HaKoin Osom Al Lechem HaBikurim Tanufa Lefnei Hashem Lechem HaBikurim Tanufa Lefnei Hashem Al Shnei Kvasim. You have to read the Pasuk twice. So it tells you both. So actually it's a Tata de Sasri, because which one are you main if on what? Kamash Malon Zeh B'Tzad Zeh. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So we want to interpret what it means is that each one in the Tanufa, each one is a kiyum in the other one. In other words, the first part of the pasuk says Veinif HaKoin Osom Al Lechem HaBikurim, that the Shnei Kvasim is a kiyum in the lechem in the Shtei HaLechem, and then Al Shnei Kvasim tells you that the Shtei HaLechem is a kiyum in what, in the Shnei Kvasim. And it makes perfect sense according to the conceptual formulation that we have, either according to Rabbi Akiva, or according to Benanis, right? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Iker is what is the Shtei HaLechem, right? But when you have the Shnei Kvasim, so the Shnei Kvasim functions as a vehicle and changes the method of Akrava, functions as a vehicle, correct? So therefore, the Shtei HaLechem is a kiyum in the Shnei Kvasim. The Shtei HaLechem, that's the second part. al shnei kvasim. And vice versa is true also. That what? That the lechem abikurim, excuse me, the other way, that the shnei kvasim, just a second. That's correct. Because the shtei halechem is mechayev in the shnei kvasim, according to Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that what? That the ikur is the shtei halechem. And the shtei halechem is mechayev in the shnei kvasim. Okay? So therefore, the shnei kvasim are a kiyum in the shtei halechem. And vice versa is also true, that the shtei halechem is a kiyum in the shnei kvasim, because in terms of the shem korban, so the shnei kvasim is a kiyum in the shtei halechem. In terms of hakravas, in terms of the maisa hakrava, so the shtei halechem is a kiyum in the shnei kvasim. Okay, so that's why the pasuk spells it out in those terms. Okay, that's according to Rabbi Kiva. And according to Ben Nanis, it'll be in reverse. It'll be in reverse. That the shtei halechem, well, first part of the pasuk is what? Is the shnei kvasim is a kiyum in what? In the shtei halechem. Right. In other words, the carbon, the Torah sakrava, you have the carbon, the Torah sakrava, you have the carbon, the Torah sakrava, you have the carbon, so the Torah sakrava banana says that the shnei kvasim, they go by themselves. And that's why the shtei halechem is definitely a kiyum and the shnei kvasim. That's al shnei kvasim. But he holds the reverse also, because he holds that in terms of the Kedushas Hayom, the shtei halechem is the ikar. Right? In terms of Kedushas Hayom, the shtei halechem is the ikar. So therefore, in the framework of the Kedushas Hayom, the shnei kvasim is a kiyum in the shtei halechem. But he holds in terms of akrava, and strictly in terms of akrava, the shnei kvasim govern himself. But he's moded that the Kedushas Hayom is definitely brought about by the b'yom ha-bikurim. Okay? So therefore, in terms of the carbon's kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom, in the realm of the kiyum ha-carbon, in the framework of Kedushas Hayom, the shnei kvasim is a kiyum in the shtei halechem. In terms of the mais akrava, the shtei halechem is a kiyum in what? In the shnei kvasim. So therefore, that's how the pasuk expresses itself. That's the way it works according to Ben Anas. All right. So according to both, each one, because he's dealing with two frameworks. According, you're dealing with the framework of the korban b'toras kiyum kedushas hayom, and you're dealing with the framework of korban b'toras maisa akabonis. That's the way it works. So according to Ben Nanis, it's very good. In the framework of the korban, in terms of the maisak rava, so the shtei halechem is a kiyum and a shnei kvasim. In the framework of the korban, so far as it effectuates the kedushas hayom, so there the kiyum is what? Is really shtei halechem, and the shnei kvasim is a kiyum and the shtei halechem. V'graftem al halechem, and shnei kvasim is part of the seder. So you're dealing with the korban in two different frameworks. In the framework of the korban, so far as it effectuates the chalos din of Kedushas Hayom, and the korban insofar as it belongs in Hilchas Maaser Korbanos. Those are two different frameworks. So that's why the pasuk is very good. The pasuk says both ways, that the tnufa is al shtei alachem, al lechem abikurim. Al lechem abikurim is one, and al shnei kvasim is the other. It's a mutual kiyum. No, Rav Kiva learns the same way. Rav Kiva learns the same way. The only thing is Rav Kiva goes this way. Rav Kiva holds that the shtei halechem is a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom, and it's an omer b'fnei atzmo. So therefore, the shnei kvasim is certainly a kiyum in the... He has... The first part of Pasuk Rav Kiva goes very straight. Nein nefek ha'osim halechem ha'bikurim b'fnei Hashem is very good. Because the ikar is what? Ikar korban is what? Is shtei halechem. Right? But then al shnei kvasim is because of the zika. That once you have the zika... So once you have the zika established, so now the ofen hakrava, the conditions of hakrava have been changed. Rabbi Kiva's mode that if you don't have the shnei kvasim, so you mark it with the atzma. But if you have the shnei kvasim, then the maisa hakrava is changed, and the kiyum in the maisa hakrava, he agrees benanis that if you do have the shnei kvasim, that the kiyum hakrava and maisa kabanos will be that shtei halechem will be a kiyum in the shnei kvasim. Okay. The only thing he disagrees is he maintains that since the shtei halechem is ikar kedushas hayom, So therefore, it doesn't require the Shnei Kvasim. But if you have the Shnei Kvasim, then it'll be subordinated to the Shnei Kvasim. Because once you have that Zika, so now it'll in Hilchas Maaser Kabanos, in Hilchas Maaser Kabanos, it'll function via the Shnei Kvasim. But if you don't have the Shnei Kvasim, it can function by itself. That's all Rabbi Akiva maintains. But insofar as the mutual kima learned the pasuk, it'll be exactly the same. Why? Because they both deal with the fact that that's the whole thing over here. The whole thing.
Two frameworks.
Everybody agrees with two frameworks. The what's unique about the shtei halechem is that the shtei halechem is the only time that you have a mincha, which is essential. And nevertheless, it's not a bo bifnei atzma. So the question is, how do you resolve this problem? Because you have the Shnei Kvasim. Okay, it's the only time where you have a mincha that has an essential feature. So insofar as the Kiddush Hayom, because it creates the Kiddush Hayom, creates the Yom HaBikur. So now you have what? So that's the problem you have to deal with. So you can resolve it either like Ben Anis or else like Rabbi Akiva. But either way, it's going to be a mutual kiyum. So that's why the pasuk says, "Venefka nosam alachem al bikurim and al shnei kvasim." Okay, that's good. The Gemara says zebitzad ze means that is the maisa hakrava zebitzad ze. But in terms of theoretics, the kiyum is al shnei. There's two kiyum. There's a kiyum of al shnei kvasim and there's a kiyum of alachem al bikurim. That's why the pasuk. That's how the pasuk expresses itself. Venefka nosam. Al lechem abikurim is one kiyum, al shnei kvasim is another kiyum. That's really what I'm saying. Even though according to Ben Nanis, it operates on the Hilchos Maaser Kabanos, but he agrees when the shtei alechem is there, the character of the carbon is changed. That's what he agrees. And even Rabbi Akiva holds you makriv lefnei atzmo, but he agrees when you have the shnei kvasim, it effectuates a change in the Hilchos Maaser Kabanos. In other words, it could either be makriv lefnei atzmo, but it doesn't mean that when you have. On the contrary, this shows you, this Gemara of the Zika shows you that the Tanayim are not that far apart. They aren't really that far apart. Because even Rabbi Akiva's Moda, that it'll follow the ordinary channels once you have the Shnei Kvasim. But he holds that since it's a Kiyum and Gedush Zayom, you get Makrif with the Atzmo. So you have two methods of being Makrif. You see, so really the Machlokes Tanayim is not that far apart. Because Rabbi Akiva agrees with Ben Anis that when you have it, there's a Zika. And Ben Nanis agrees with Rabbi Akiva that since it's a kiyum in the Kedusha Sayom, so the character of the whole carbon is changed. And once there's a zikin, the character of the carbon is changed, now you can't go back anymore. The only question is, when is the Zika? When is the Zika established? Okay? According to Rabbi Akiva, why can't you mark the Shnei Kvasim by himself? Because the Shtei HaLechem is Machayev in the Shnei Kvasim. So that's why the Shtei HaLechem has to be an Omer Bifnei Atzma. Because the Shtei HaLechem is really a Machayev, you have a Machayev of Shtei HaLechem per se, and that is Machayev in the Shnei Kvasim. So if you don't have the Shtei HaLechem, there's no Machayev. But he agrees that once you have the Shnei Kvasim, now the character, now the method of Hakrava has been changed. It's just the method of Hakrava has been changed. But the formula still remains the same, that the Shtei HaLechem is the Iker. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, the moment you have the Shnei Kvasim, there's a different kiyum hakrava of the Shtei HaLechem. But the Shtei HaLechem is still the Yikah. According to Rabbi Akiva, the essence of the form always remains Shtei HaLechem. But the Ofen HaKrava has a different character now. Because Hilchas Maaser Kabanos does play a role on some level. In other words, the Shtei HaLechem remains the essence. But its process has been changed, modified. The process, it affects the process of Hakrava. In other words, you can modify its method of getting there, but it still remains the essence. In other words, the Akiva says the Shnei Kvasim doesn't play no role. It modifies the Hakrava. It does have an effect, it modifies the Hakrava, but still the essence of the Shnei Kvasim. See the way the Ram phrases in the Koseres that the Omer is a mitzvah of Ne'atzma. That's a mitzvah of mincha. So there's another lemitzvah you're supposed to have the olo with it. But over here, and that's in your base. And what does he have in the kaseres in But in Yud Dalet, Lavi Shtei Alechem Ima Kabonas Abos Beglal Alechem Biyam Atzeres. So there's a tziruf. Okay. Oh. The Minchas Chinuch says open that it's not Makif. Okay. The Minchas Chinuch says that Teres Khan. Teres Khan says not Makif. So the Gemara says that the Shechita actually creates the Zika. Right? So now the Gemara says, so the Gemara asks a question, Marava, they asked the question, does the Tnufa make the Zika or not? So the Gemara says, Pshot Leim Rabbi Yochanan. Don't Rabbi Yochanan Shechita also Zika, Maklal Tnufa ain't also Zika. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yochanan gufa kama boyalei. That's exactly what they were really analyzing. They're analyzing Rabbi Yochanan himself. Nifshe pshitle Rabbi Yochanan ishchito seziko tnufeino seziko. Was it a pasha to think to Rabbi Yochanan that shchita does the ziko and not tnufa? Odoma shchita pshitle. That he held the shchita certainly. Utnufa mesafkele. But he was in doubt about the tnufa. So the Gemara says, teiku. Alright? So, of course, what's strange about this Gemara is, how can the Gemara do that? If it's a question of Shechita Osezika, Tnufa Osezika, so Rabbi Yochanan expressed himself quite clearly. What right do you have to go back in Rabbi Yochanan's mind and say no, that maybe he had his doubts about the Tnufa? I mean, he said Shechita, right? So we answer that question based upon the theory that we established in this Gemara itself. Namely, that the concept of Zika is, what's the concept of Zika? The concept of Zika is that once the conditions of Akrava have been established, you can't retract. Okay? Based upon that theory, the Gemara makes sense in questioning what exactly Rabbi Yochanan meant. Did he mean definitely Shechita or not? Because if it was a regular question, so he says Shechita, Shechita, it's not Nufa. But what it means is like this. That the halacha that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned is, Rabbi Yochanan stated is, that once you've established the ofen ha-krava, so now you can't change it. And each Tana admits that the ofen ha-krava is going to be changed, either qualitatively, like according to Rav Shim ben Anas, it's a qualitative change, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a change in the process. A change in the process. The process is different. It's slightly different. So this is what the Gemara means. What the Gemara is asking is like this. That everybody agrees that once you've established the pattern of Akrava, you can't change it. The only question is, at what point is that pattern fixed? That's the question. So the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yochanan mentioned Shechita because he was certain that once you reach the Hascholas Avoda, that's it. Okay? That's why he mentioned Shechita. Doesn't mean that it wasn't fixed before he could have had his doubts. You see, since the nature of this halacha is different, because the nature of the halacha is according to the way the Sfarta was explaining before, namely that over here we're talking about once you're establishing a pattern, you can't change. That's the underlying concept. So therefore you have a right in Rabbi Yochanan to question and say, did he mention Shechita because he held that point it's fixed, but before not? Or did he say Shechita because he said there it definitely is fixed, Bishah Shechita? It's a question of fixing the point of no return. That's the Svar. Since that's the nature of the question, so that's why B'mar Rava had a right to say that even though Rabbi Yochanan mentioned Shechita, he may have been misupik about Tanufa. Okay? Now, what would the suffix be about Tanufa? Conceptually, how would you explain why Tanufa does it? So the question over there is, in Tanufa, you establish a relationship between the two. So therefore, you could say that the moment the relationship between the Cheftzos is established, now you can't retract. Or do we say no? That even though you established a relationship between the Cheftzos, but the actual Maisa HaKrava has not begun, because the first Avoda really is Shechita. So until the Avoda begins, okay, you could always, nothing's fixed yet. The question is whether Avoda fixes it, or whether the relationship between the two Chafzos fixes it. And Tnufa definitely establishes a relationship between the two Chafzos, because you see from the Pasuk, Al Shtei Alechem Abikurim, and Al Shnei Kvasim. So that's why in this case only, is a unique case, the Abaye Marava fits in very well, in spite of the fact that Rabbi Yochanan explicitly stated Shechita. Okay? Yeah. Then we raise the old question. The question is Shechita an Avoda or Shechita is not an Avoda? So they have a conflict. Why? Because really we say there are four Avodas. Shechita, Kabbalah, Loch, and Zrika. Right? On the other hand, we say Shechita is Lav Avoda because it's Kasher Bazaar. Right? Okay. So we want to say it's sort of like this. In other words, you see, Avoda comes under two frameworks. One framework of Avoda is that which is necessary for Akravas HaKarban. That which is necessary for the Cheftza, that which is essential, indispensable for the Cheftza in terms of the HaKarban. So in that framework, Shechita is just as much an Avoda as Zrika. Because it's essential. It's essential. Okay, Zrika is always the Mat, but these Dalar Avodos are essential for HaKarban. Okay? But there's another halacha of Akrava. Halacha of Akrava is that when the gavra is doing avoda, so he's an omeid umeshores, lamod umeshores. So the gavra is an omeid umeshores. So the halacha is like this, that with regard to shechita, since shechita is also by chulin, so the gavra is not considered an omeid umeshores when he does the shechita. So that's why it doesn't require kohen, that's why it's kosher bizarre. It's not a halacha that a zar can't do avoda. A zar can't be an omer to mesharis. So therefore, in terms of the gavra's performance, shechita really is what? Is lav avoda. He's not considered an omer to mesharis. But in terms of the cheftza shel carbon and that which is required for the carbon in order to be kosher, in order to be kosher l'mizbeach, is in order to be a machaper, is there's no question that the shechita is just as much, just as fundamental a requirement as Kabbalah, or Halacha, or Zrika. Alright, so the question is, are you dealing in the framework of the Cheftza Shel Karban, or are you dealing in the framework of the Gavra being an Omer Mesharis? The only time you need a Kohen is where the Gavra is an Omer Mesharis. So over here, that's what Gemara says, Shechita Lav Avodah. Lav Avodah means in terms of the Maise Avodah, it's Lav Avodah. In terms of the Maise, the Gavra, it's Lav Avodah. But in terms of the Cheftza Shel Karban, it's 100% an Avodah. Okay. Yeah, so Nifras, now we're going to Gemara. Min Achol Shechta Nifras Lachma Yovel Lechem Acher. So Halacha is that the Lechem has to be Omeid B'Tzurasa. If it's Nifras Lachma, so it's not Omeid B'Tzurasa anymore, so then it becomes Puzzle. So then it becomes Puzzle. So Rashi explains, that's Rashi's bothered with why it should affect the other ones. So Rashi says that, you learn out, lo yadanam and nolan the nifsa lakulu, mishum the nifsa achas man. So he says, near bender the lacham apanim gama. So they learn from lacham apanim, because that you need a special limud, that if one is gone, I mean, I understand that the thing itself loses its surah, so it's possible. But why should it affect the other ones? So that Rashi says, a limud from lacham apanim, that once one is possible, they're all possible. Okay, fine. But at any rate, what's the Gemara saying? Achelo shochaton nifras lachma yovi lechem acher. So before shechita, if it breaks and loses its surah, loses identity, so there's no problem in bringing another lechem. But let's say after shechita, what happens? The lechem loses its surah, so then you go on. You do zrikas adam, the basar is a yochol, but he's not yotzi yedei nidro of what? Of korban todo. Val lechem pasul. Nizrak adam, let's say after nizrak adam, what happened? It lost its surah. Torah min ashalem ala poros. Okay? Now, and then the Gemara goes on. The Gemara is all the psalm like that. Okay, achelo shachta yotze lachma, if you had yotze before shchita, machnisa v'shochet, mi shachta yotze lachma, adam zikar v'basir, then you're yotze. Lachem pasim. This is the same thing. Right? So the Gemara says, v'isal kedaitach shchita osa zika. But after this whole thing, if you're going to say that what does the Zika is the Shechita, Kivan de Huska Kuzela Ze B'Shechita, Ifsalei Lechem, Tifsal Nami Toda. Alright, so therefore the Gemara says, so it should be what? It should be Makvin Zuazu. So therefore, how could you continue with the Toda? How could you continue the Toda? So of course the question is, what Shech is going to have to do with our case?
Right.
That's a carbon toad. It has nothing to do with this. And moreover, the Gemara's Tarets is very difficult. Gemara says, Tiflon, shiny todo the Rachmana Kaya Shlomim. Ma Shlomim craven below Lechem, af todo craven below Lechem. Yeah, so that's. So the way Rashi learns like this, the question, I guess, in other words, what's the Gemara's question from there? That's a separate halacha. That if you have a todo and you lose a Lechem, so now you're makriv as a Shlomim. So that's a separate halacha. It's not really, that's the Gemara's question, it's not really a change. It's a separate halacha that whenever you have a todo, like let's say by Pesach, so you have a Moser Pesach is Karav Shlomim. So you have a Pesach, you mark the Shlomim Pesach, but now it's too late, so it's Shlomim. So there also, what's the difference in the middle of the Avodah? So if the Lechem is lost, so you go on and you do this Rika L'shem Shlomim. What's the problem? What does that got to do with this? In other words, over there the loch is, if you're after Shechita, it was being done as a Todah, and then what do you do? And now you lost the Lechem, so you go on with this Rika B'tar Shlomim. What's that got to do with our problem? Our problem is where you change the Hakrava. But over here is a separate halacha that if you, in the middle of the process you lost the Lechem, so be makvid as a Shlomim. So you continue as a Shlomim. Right? So what we wanted to say is, see, when Rashi says you makrevit l'shem shlomim, there are two Rashis. One Rashi is you makrevit l'shem shlomim, hadam yizark l'shem shlomim. That's one Rashi. But then take a look at the Rashi later. The tifsel nami todo, you see, the tifsel nami todo v'lo tizark afilu shelo l'shma. Okay. So in other words, guess what Rashi is learning is like this: that the todo, it's not a halacha that a todo becomes a shlomim. The halacha is if the lechem is missing, so you makrevit shelo, you can't use the l'shem todo anymore. But actually, the chefza remains a todo. But you can't do the zrika l'shem todo. You have to do the zrika l'shem shlomim, not because it's a shlomim, but because the zrika cannot be done l'shem todo. But the chefza shel carbon, the Gemara learns, is fixed b'shas shechita, and it always will be a todo. So that's why that's the Gemara's question. Gemara's question is, how could you say that once the Ofen HaKrava is fixed, you can't change it, but you see over here you have a Todah that lost the Lechem after Shechita, and now you continue in your Makrav as a Todah. Of course, this Riki can't do L'Shem Todah anymore because that's a separate Lech. You can't do this Riki L'Shem Todah because you don't have the Lechem. But the Chefza Shel Korban, is what? Is really a Todah. That was Gemara's Havmin. The Chef Shel Korban is a Todah below Lechem. So therefore you can't say that the Ofen HaKrava was changed, that the Ofen HaKrava can't be changed once it's fixed during Shechita. That's the Gemara's Kasha. That it really, you continue with the process, and the Chef Shel Korban can't change. It really is a Todah. But the only thing is that you can't do it since the Lechem is missing. So therefore there won't be a kium, and the gavra won't have a kium. He won't be yotzi de nidra of Todah because he's missing an essential component. But the chefza shel korban, you could continue to be makrav. So that's the Gemara's kasha. You're saying that by shechita the ofen hakrav is fixed. Over here you see you go on, and with the chefza the chefza actually is a Todah. You can't go on. You can't do the zrika l'shem Todah, because it's lacking a component. The Shem Todah is missing. But the Akrava, with the Chefza Shel Korban, the Gemara Navmin learns, you can't change it. In the middle, after Shechita, you can't change it from a Todah to a Shlomim. That's impossible. So the Chefza always is a Todah. But you go on with the process in a different manner. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara's Kasha is, how's that possible if you're telling me that at the time of Shechita, the process is fixed? Okay? So that's why Rashi learns. You see the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, "Shiny Todah Rachmana Kaya Shlomim, Ma Shlomim Craven Below Lechem, Af Todah Craven Below Lechem." Now take a look at Rashi. Rashi does not learn that pshat. Pshut Kamashma. Rashi learns this: Rachmana Kaya Shlomim, Todas Shlomov, Al Zevach Todas Shlomov, Mashma Daafa Pishoisa Todah B'Shas Lachma Choseres Lios Shlomim Below Lechem. You see, that's a Rashi learns. So Rashi gives the answer. Rashi's answer is similar to the way we thought. We didn't understand why it's kasha. So Rashi says that's a separate gzeras hakasav by todah, that if the lechem is lost, it's converted back into shlomim. So once it's converted back into shlomim, now you don't have the problem that the ofen akrava was changed, because the chefza changes its identity. In other words, todah with lechem, it's todah. The moment the lechem is gone, it reverts back to shlomim. So that's why you don't have any problem.
Chameleon.
What?
Chameleon carbon.
It's a, right. Apparently, that's exeris akusiv, that the todah, the shame, in other words, the shame todah emerges from the combination of the lechem and the shlomim. Lechem and the shlomim create the chalashem todah. Once the lechem is lost, now it reverts back to a shlomim. So therefore the Gemara says no kasha. Taisus does not learn like Rashi, because Taisus afgav the kaf seyateres nami yikri shlomim lo don. What's it got to do with it? What's it got to do with it? I mean, what is Taisus talking about? He says you can't learn out from there, because that's only lo don shereihem kotche kotchim v'leyafinim kotchim kalam. What is Taisus talking about? So apparently Taisus learned the Gemara not like Rashi. He didn't change the girsa. Rashi must have a different girsa. He learned the Gemara like this. He learned shiny todah the rachmona kaye shlomim. Ma shlomim craven below lechem, af todah craven below lechem. In other words, Taisus wouldn't have any kasha according to Rashi, because according to Rashi is a separate zezek kasha, the todah is converted into a shlomim. But when you have shlomim with a zika, who says that's a different thing altogether? That's great. Yeah. So how does Taisus learn? So he said Taisus learns like this. That's correct. Yeah, Taisus learns like this. Taisus learns that what is the gzeres akasav? The gzeres akasav is that todah you can makrav without the lechem. Why? Because ikri shlomim. What does it mean? He means it like this, that there's a difference between this case and between our case. Because in our case, the relationship is a qualitative one. So once the ofen akrava is changed in terms of the qualitative, so then you can't go back once it's fixed. But over there, that's what the Gemara says, shiny todah rachmana kaya shlomim. It means to say that todah, the shame todah emerges from a quantitative combination. The two entities create the shame todah. So there I say, if you lose the lechem, you could still be makar of the todah, because nothing has changed in the Torah. But in our case, it's a qualitative change. In a qualitative change, then you can't say, then once it's fixed, once the ofen akrava is fixed qualitatively, then you can't change it. So that's the way Taisus learns. So Taisus learns, the Taisus question is, so over here also it's called shlomim. So why don't I say it's only a quantitative change? So he says why don't you say it's a quantitative concept? The shtei alechem and this is a quantitative concept. Why do you say it's qualitative? So he says you can't learn out from kachim kalim to kachim kachim. And you can't learn out from shalmei yachat to shalmei tziva. That's the way Taisus learns. You see? Yeah, so the question we have in this Gemara is like this. The next Gemara. Of the imtim slamat nufein osazika hevi lechem akvasim vohinfu. So you brought them both into the tnuf. And now remember, there's no zika till shchita. Now you lost the lechem, and now you brought another lechem. So the question is, this new lechem, does it require tnufa? All right? So the Gemara says, if you lost the kvasim, and if you did tnufa on both, and you lost the kvasim, no question, you got to do the kvasim again. Okay? According to both. And according to Ben Nanis, the Gemara says, there's no question either, that you don't have to do a new tnufa on the new lechem. Right? The only question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, do you have to do it new for the new lechem because lechem is ikur or not? Right? Okay. Yeah, so first we had a problem. Why did the Gemara have to say that in timtzalam at nufa eino sezika hevi lechem ukvasim vuhunfu var lechem? Why did the Gemara just say simply in timtzalam at nufa eino sezika hevi lechem ukvasim vein if it's a kvasim vein if it's a lechem is he chayef to main if the lechem again? That's what the Gemara should have said. And the Gemara should have said, according to Benan, it's no problem. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you definitely have to do it. I mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, it'd be a suffix if you have to do it. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's basic question. In other words, what's the Gemara's kasha? Because since he's saying the Zika is created until Shashchita, so until Shchita, there's no Zika. So what's the problem? Of course, if you need Nufa on both, So, I mean, so the Gemara should say, if you did tnufa on the kvasim, if you're going to say once this tnufa on the kvasim, now you can't do tnufa on the kvasim with the lechem anymore, because the kvasim had tnufa and the lechem didn't. Okay? So then the question, that should be the question. So what if you have the lechem now, so I should do tnufa on the lechem? Right? And if you're going to tell me that you could always do another, even though the kvasim had a tnufa, you could always do another tnufa with both of them together, so what's the difference if I lost the lechem? So do it again. Another marsha. If once you do tnufa, it's all over. You can't do a second tnufa. There's no second chalashim tnufa. Right? So then, the Gemara's question should be, if you did a tnufa on the kvasim, and now I have a new lechem, what do I do? Because I can't do the tnufa on the lechem and the kvasim now again, because I did the kvasim already. Elam, are you going to say, you could always do another tnufa? If you always do another tnufa, so what's the problem? You're supposed to do tnufa on the lechem and the kvasim. So now you lost the lechem and the new lechem, so do tnufa. I mean, what's the Gemara's problem? You require tnufa on both of them. So you must say the Gemara held that once you do tnufa on the kvasim with the first lechem, that's the end of the kiyum tnufa on the kvasim. Right? So therefore, that's the end of the kiyum tnufa on the kvasim. So therefore, the question is going to be only on the lechem itself. Right? So why did the Gemara ask the question? Well, you did tnufa on the kvasim, and now do I have to do tnufa on the lechem? Because once I have a kiyum tnufa on the kvasim, I can't do it anymore. In other words, that's like I said, if you did the tnufa on the kvasim separately, then there's no question you should do tnufa on the lechem. Because that you have to say, like the Ram says, that even though you didn't do a biyachad, but still it would be a good tnufa. The Ram just says about the kvasim. Yeah, okay, so let's say you'd say that. Let's say you'd say that if you did tnufa on the kvasim alone, now there's no shaila you must do tnufa on the lechem, because you didn't do tnufa on the lechem. I didn't do a biyachad, so do it separately. Like the Ram says, the shnei kvasim not makir, so it won't be makir. So that's the Gemara didn't ask that question. So now, what is the Gemara's question? So then the problem will still be like this. So then why do I have to, so now when I lost the first lechem and I have another lechem, so now do tnufa on the new lechem. What's the suffix? So you have to do tnufa on everything. So you did tnufa on the kvasim. Lechem's gone. So now you have a new lechem, so do tnufa on the lechem. So what's the problem? Right? Yeah. So what we want to say is like this, that even though we say there's no zika till shchita, because we're saying there's no zika, so therefore what the Gemara is saying is like this, that where you have tnufa with the kvasim and the lechem, so then in the institution of tnufa there's a tie between these two entities. Okay, now if you lose one, so you can't do tnufa on the new one, because the tnufa on the new one will never be able to be involved in the kiyum tnufa of kvasim and lechem. In other words, the kiyum tnufa of kvasim and lechem, right? But tnufa is a separate institution. Now, once you have a kiyum tnufa of kvasim and lechem, even though the lechem's lost, you still can never have a new kiyum of tnufa of kvasim and lechem with a new lechem, because once the kiyum tnufa takes place of kvasim and lechem, even though there's no zika till shchita, but in the institution of tnufa itself, you had a kiyum tnufa of kvasim and lechem, so the kvasim, the kiyum of the kvasim was always tied to the original lechem, that you can't break, because it's a kiyum tnufa. Now you lost the lechem. Alright? So now the only question is, that's why the Gemara raised the question in this manner, because once you lost the lechem, now you can't take the new lechem and what? And make it a tnufa with the original kvasim, because that original kvasim had a kiyum tnufa with the first lachem, and that can't be broken. So therefore, the only question that remains is: should you do a separate kiyum tnufa on the lachem alone? So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that if you lost the kvasim, even in other words, once it loses Once the kvasim lose its first partner, you can't just substitute another one. It means because it was a kiyum tnufa, it had a kiyum tnufa with the first lachem, and that's a kiyum in the kiyum tnufa. That's not zika, but it's in the kiyum tnufa. There's a zika. In other words, it was a kiyum tnufa with the first lachem. Once you lost it, that's it. But now the question merely is: should I create a new chalos kiyum tnufa of lachem per se? So that the Gemara says, according to Ben Nanes, there's really no reason to do that, because according to Ben Nanes, since the kvasim is the ikker, so in Hilchas Maaser Kabbanis, you satisfy the kiyum tnufa, and there's no reason to do a separate tnufa on the lechem. The only reason that you do a tnufa on the kvasim and lechem together is really because of the kiyum kvasim. And once the first lechem's lost, once the first lechem is lost, so now this new lechem can't be a kiyum in the kvasim anymore, because the kvasim, it's fixed, the tnufa for the kvasim. And the kvasim, on the contrary, can't be a kiyum in what? In the lechem anymore, because that's over. Once you had the tnufa, the kiyum tnufa biyachad, so Rashi emphasizes, kiyum tnufa biyachad. So the kiyum tnufa biyachad is over. So now the only question is, should you do a maisa tnufa on what? On the lechem itself. So according to Ben Nanas, it doesn't make any sense to do it on the lechem itself, because the ikker for the kvasim. All there was for the kvasim, and all there is for the kvasim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says that will be a question. Do I say because since you have the kvasim? And we said, according to Rabbi Akiva, once you have the kvasim, it modifies the ofen ha-krava, and now the ofen ha-krava of the shtei lechem goes via the kvasim. So do I look at it? If I look at it in Hilchos Maaser Kabbanos, I say there's no purpose to do the tnufa on lechem. But the Gemara says, but since Rabbi Akiva holds that the kiyum, that there's a kiyum bifnei, there's a kiyum, that the kiyum, the ikur kiyum is what? In terms of the Shema Karban and the kiyum Kedushas Hayom, is the shtei alechem. So therefore, the question is: do I say you should do a ma'aseh tnufa on the lechem because of its individual kiyum in terms of the kedusha sayom? So do you look at, according to Rekiva, do you go according to the ma'aseh kabanas, the ofen akrava, or do I go according to the kiyum, which is the ikar kiyum akarban is always going to be what, the shtei alechem? So that's the Gemara's question. Is tnufa alocha maisa kabanas, or tnufa alocha in the kiyum, the ikar kiyum akarban, which is the kiyum of kedushas hayom? That's the Gemara's question. Definitely in maisa kabanas you're going to need tnufa. The question is there a tnufa for the lechem, because the lechem is an ikar kiyum in terms of the carbon, in the framework of the kedushas hayom? That's the Gemara's question. That's one. Is the tnufa alocha in the Grisha Yom, or the tnufa is alocha maisa kabanas? So according to Benanis, there's no problem, because according to Benanis, it's all the maisa kabanas. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that the essence is really the kiyum tnu, the kiyum shtei alechem has an essential kiyum, but that kiyum is a kiyum carbon in the framework of Grisha Yom, right? So the question is the tnufa kiyum in the Grisha Yom, or is tnufa what? Just in the framework of Maaser Kabbanos. Even the framework of Maaser Kabbanos will be equal to Ben Anas. If there were no Shnei Kvasim and you just brought the Shtei Alechem, you definitely do tnufa on the Shtei Alechem itself. Because then the Shtei Alechem would not be traveling through a vehicle of Shnei Kvasim. So then in terms of Maaser Kabbanos, it required tnufa. You know, his question is, since there's no, nothing's fixed till Shechita, so how does the Lechem know? Now you're bringing Lechem, so how does the Lechem know? And if you brought lechem by itself, you'd have to do tenufa. Yeah, but the answer to that is, you don't need the lechem to know, as long as you know. In other words, as long as you know that you're going to be makra via the shnei kvasim, so the lechem is not going to require any separate tenufa, because it's going via, it was modified via the maaseh kabanos of the shnei kvasim, right? So that's why I would say if tnufa is halacha in maisa kabanos, you don't need it. But if tnufas halacha in ikar carbon, that's what Gemara says, kivim lacha mikar, because the kiyum carbon in terms of the framework of kedushas hayom demands tnufa. So if that's what the tnufa is, the kiyum, in other words, according to Bekiva, the kiyum carbon in terms of kedushas hayom is always the same, whether you have the shnei kvasim or not. That's the ikar machayev. So that's ikar machayev. It's only the method is different. But the ikar machayev is the kiyum carbon in terms of kedushas hayom. So the question is, when the pasuk says, when the pasuk says that you should v'heinifas a lechem, right? Does it mean the lechem in the framework of the kedushas hayom and the framework of ma'aseh kabanos? That's the question, right? So the question is that a lach in the lachem itself or not? I mean, the pasuk is mashma. The pasuk is mashma. If you had a pasuk from the pasuk, you probably say you do tnufa. Because it says what was the pasuk called? The pasuk calls it what? No. The pasuk calls it the what? The lechem. Tavil lechem tnufa. Okay, but we can't dash on pasuk. All right.